Nolan Center report. Please read the operations, emergency operations plan, and offer comment on that. Now we come to the exciting part, the second quarter budget report. And Assembly, the budget report is on page, I have the ending of that. It ends at 253, page 253.
213, Mayor.
Oh, 213. Okay.
215.
All right, 215. What questions? Jackson, our finance director, is on the line. Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. I might just kick it to Jackson just for a brief overview, 4 or 5 sentence overview, and then if you guys have any specific questions. I know that Jackson did a really great job putting the report together, kind of noting any anomalies in the budget. Some are budget amendment related, and some others are just due to operational needs. So, Jackson, I'll kind of turn it over to you.
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Great. Yeah, so as you can see, it's pretty long, so I won't go over the whole thing, and I added some blurbs on some certain items that I think will stand out to the Assembly members. Overall, the budget is in good health, our expenditures have been great, revenues have been pretty good so far, and I just want to note that there's some transfers and charges to and from departments and some possible grant funding. And other forecasted revenues that are not going to be reflected in this budget report, and that might explain why some numbers may seem lower, but we're on pace for a really good year, both revenue and expenditure-wise. So if there's any questions about this report, please feel free to ask now or contact me. I'd be happy to answer or take a deeper dive on some items with you.
Thank you, Director Jackson. I really appreciate the notes that you provided, because they answered immediately the questions I had. One thing I did notice is that on some departments, the facility repair and maintenance was quite a bit over the 50% mark for the second quarter. Did we, as an Assembly, cut the budget too much? Are we too lean in those areas? And if we are there methods or plans to rectify that for the FY26 budget?
And how do you?
Yeah,
what page are you looking at?
I'm looking at page like 217 with Public Works. They're at 104%, and I don't think that's the new vac truck. And then also, the Nolan Center was over on their facility repair and maintenance. And the one department I thought would be over and that I've been concerned about is, Port and Harbor. I was surprised that they're only at 53%. But I was worried about Parks and Rec being over on their, but they weren't. So is that an area of concern that we should be aware of when we plan the our FY26 budget?
Yeah, I noticed that too. And you're talking specifically about the facility repair and maintenance items on a lot of these budgets. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that myself, and honestly, there just is not a lot budgeted, and so if you see a large amount, like a large percentage, say 102% of this, and that might only reflect, you know, they spent $6,000, but they only had $5,000 in their budget, and as you know, City Hall, for example, has some repairs that are needed, I think materials. I think we're just starting to see our building degrade a little bit faster than expected, and I think that is something that we do need to account for in the FY26 budget, is some more routine maintenance items on the buildings, and I think that will pair well with Lucy and the facility maintenance department.
Okay.
Thanks, Jackson. The main answer to your question regarding the Public Works 104% was the VAC truck.
It was the VAC truck.
And the F-450 we just bought to replace the 92 Chevy that's up at the wastewater treatment plant that is the oldest in the fleet and needs to be disposed of. And I know that Kim's worked on a disposal plan. So those were budget amendments that were made in 24, but never, sorry, yeah, 24 and never remade in 25 or reappropriated.
Okay, that explains it. But that is a goal of the assembly, correct, is maintenance. So we'll look at that closely for the next budget. And then the other thing I noticed was water, page 247, one of our enterprise funds. The overtime is at 173%. Did we really underestimate that, or is that a function of trying to commission the new water treatment plant? And is it still on the books that we're going to hire, have three workers for the water department?
It is still up for deliberation in the FY26 budget development process. However, the estimated 2024 amounts, nearly 40,000 in overtime. So we probably likely just tried to make the budget too lean on the overtime category, especially with all the overtime that's required for commissioning. I wouldn't be surprised if they're up there right now.
Right.
For some of this stuff. So we'll make a proper budget amendment if necessary. As I look through the budget as manager, I don't want to say that I don't care if they go over in individual items. I do, because we want to get it right in the FY26 budget development. But I really just care about the bottom line for each department. And if any director, they know not to exceed the bottom line of our total department budgets. And if so, budget amendments need to be communicated, so we're all aware of it.
Right.
As Jackson said, no big concerns.
Yeah, the bottom lines look good. Revenues are above expenses. So I'm very pleased and very reassured that we got this second quarter report. Assembly, do you have any questions? Concerns? Okay. Well, thank you, Jackson. It was a good report.
Yeah, of course. And if you have any questions after the meeting, just feel free to contact me. I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jackson.
And then I believe it's accounts receivable. Does anyone, the borough manager gave us a little bit of an update on that. Does anyone have any questions on that? That looks pretty standard. Assembly member Dalrymple.
Just a quick one on the harbor accountables, I guess. Quite a few of those boats have been impounded. Do we have the right legal framework in place now that we're moving on those as soon, as quickly, as effectively as we can?
I think so. I think the process is inherently, I don't think we're as nimble as we probably could be in some cases. We do have 12 intent to impounds. It's just a process, and there's certain statutes that we have to follow and timelines in surplusing a vessel and then recouping the stall rent that we've charged for the last 120 days, and then we have to remit the excess costs to the state of Alaska. It's a pretty thorough process that just takes some time. We try not to put ourselves in those situations, but certainly there's some extenuating circumstances in some cases.
I'm very happy to see the number of the actions that are being taken, so it's good.
And you will see a collections listing for harbor and utilities in February. I don't know if it's going to be the 11th or the 25th, but we're going to try for the 11th.
And I just asked you this recently, but for the public, what is the return on that bad debt?
50% is what we get from our Cornerstone Collection Agency, which is our partner that we use for collections.
Any other questions, comments, Assembly? All right, on to Borough Clerk's report.
Not a lot. Not an hour's worth. So we do have three industrial lots still up for sale. It's on the second flow, if you will. 15 days left. I haven't received any bids on those as of yet. But, of course, you can go to wrangle.com under the headings, community, hit the public surplus link, and it'll take you to the website for public surplus. Also, we finished I'm working still on the end of year retention destruction schedule. And with Laserbeach, we have the finance department. They are going to be onboarding to do some records retention for the finance department. So I'm very excited for them to be coming, to be utilizing LaserFiche as well. And let's see, also, of course, the vacancies. We have one vacancy on the Port Commission, one vacancy on the Borough Assembly. Both of those seats will be appointed, hopefully, February 11th. We have received one for each of those seats. We've received letters of interest, one each for each of those seats. And then it'll be until the October 2025 is the term for that. And then it'll be on the ballot for a one-year unexpired term for both of those, since the original expiration terms were 2026.
But we like competition, so put your name in the hat.
Yeah. So if you want to submit a letter of interest for either of those seats, just send me an email, drop a letter off to me. It's a pretty simple, clerk@rainbow.com. And, yeah.
And it's open till February 11th.
At 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Okay. And the borough has land for sale. If a community member is interested, we have a mapping system at wrangle.com website. And if you have any questions, the borough clerk will help you with that. The borough does not want to own land. We want it in the hands of the public. Any other questions for the borough clerk? All right, next up, Mayor and Assembly Business. Anyone have anything to report? Assembly Member Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, I have several updates. I guess Mason mentioned the SARA board. We had our first meeting in last week, actually, in Ketchikan. I guess overall, for you that aren't familiar, I was not familiar until I sat in, but they are a key cornerstone of the economy here, and I'm learning that more and more. And I think I encourage SARA to come up and spend a little more time in the community and tell people what they're doing. Maybe come chat with us at some point in the chamber. Just make a presence here, because what they do is very important to our fisheries economy here. Overall, their financial situation is pretty good. They passed an audit. Mason, you would have enjoyed that.
Passing an audit?
Without any whatever the to-dos, yeah, they had no adverse whatevers.
Findings.
So I thought of you when we went through that in excruciating detail. But anyway, I think they're doing all right, but they are not, they're living on the edge, just like most of the industry is. And it really depends on what the runs do this year, and they're sweating that. They just have no predictions. Their range of probability is huge. Probably there's more uncertainty now than in other years on that. As you mentioned, they're very concerned about the Board of Fish proposal to cut them back by 25%. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I think that would push them over the edge, perhaps. And it would devastate them as they do business now. And that would have a ripple effect down. And then the other Board of Fish ones are all good for Wrangle. You mentioned those. So I think it's very important for us to also give them support when we can as well. A couple of Forest Service projects. There was a National Old Growth Amendment process going on last year with the Forest Service. It was a national amendment to all forest plans, and it came in on top of their current forest plan. And basically it was to provide maximum protection for old growth and mature trees. So it kind of grew into something more than what we used to know as old growth. That got pulled here a couple weeks ago by the Forest Service. So I think they ran into an absolute political impasse there and just decided not to go forward with it. And in my opinion, they would have been also they would not have survived litigation on that the way they did it. But the forest plan itself, our forest plan for the Tongass, is continuing. They've been working on documents called assessments, which are Did you find the need for change in different resource areas? And those are now complete and ready for review. I will be looking, no, I don't know how many there are, probably 20 of those different documents. And I'll be looking at those, especially the ones that they talked about it through the last couple months. Transportation one or infrastructure. There was some wording in there that concerned me when they were talking about it, that they were looking at reducing greatly the amount of roads available to the public. I'll take a look at that. Of course, the timber and the socioeconomic sections to me are probably the main ones. But I'll give a report on that. And those are due February 24th. So Mason, I'll probably be going through Kate and you with my observations on those, and we can see how to move forward. I think we do need to comment.
That sounds
great. One way or the other. And then they put out a notice recently that they'll have a public meeting for the forest plan itself on April 28th here at the Nolan Center, I believe.
Oh, good.
So they got a lot of work to do between then and now. And how the new administration will focus or have any change on that, I have no idea. Haven't heard yet. I think people are kind of waiting to see what happens there. So that's all I had.
Okay. Any other comment from the Assembly? Vice Mayor Powell.
I'd like to discuss our entitlement lands and get them all moved into our, is this zoning? Right, zoning? I'd like them to all get zoning, and I have a copy of it. It's 20.40.010, and the purpose is to rezone it all to the our timber management process, which also includes recreation. So I don't know how to go about that, but I'd like to discuss it and maybe direct the city manager to start getting it done.
All right, let's put that on the February 11 agenda. And even if we discuss it. Let's discuss it. It may not be an action item, but we need to alert the public what that zoning implies. It's cabins can it allows cabins and
it allows all recreation.
Yeah.
It just makes it where we could do timber harvest. And I think. It has to go to planning and zoning first.
Yep, right. That's correct. So, Madam Mayor, I might recommend the Assembly would direct me to, in effect, direct planning and zoning to probably have a workshop on this and then have action item in March to rezone to timber management. And Dave did a good job of explaining that the permissible uses, or the principal uses, rather, of timber management is timber harvest and then parks and recreation opportunities as well. So low-density cabin sites. Mill Creek, for example.
All right. Well, let's change it to a report, February 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to direct the Planning and Zoning Commission to take this on?
I think probably after the February 11 meeting. I think I'm of the same mind as the Assembly. We want to try to force this issue and get those entitlement lands in our possession,
mm-hmm.
where we have control. It's been too many years.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be good for other Southeast communities or other boroughs because they're having the same trouble with the Department of Natural Resources. And it's not all their fault because they are shorthanded, but we've been very patient. So I'd like to push it. Would a report be all right?
Well, I'd really like to direct them to rezone it. This is basically, if you read this is what it should be zoned at. I don't know if we need another report on it.
Well, we're going to have a work session on February 25th regardless on our entitlement lands. But I think to get this process started, this is kind of a housekeeping item. I don't know that there's a better zoning criteria for our entitlement lands. It's pretty broad, and we can decide what we want to do with them later individually. But this would be getting the first step done as we approach the new partnership with the trust.
Let's not lose the string.
Okay.
Well, and that's why I say, if we're going to do a partnership with the trust, I want to get this rezoned for that we're in place when it all happens.
Okay.
Good suggestion. Anything else? All right. Probably in 15 minutes, maybe take a break.
I was,
if you're...
Madam Mayor, I was going to invite the public, if they don't want to stick around for the whole meeting, you're welcome to, you're not held hostage here.
Yeah.
We won't be upset if you do leave, so I welcome you to step out non-judged.
No judgment.
No judgment. There it is. We got one. The other anchors.
All right. Thank you. I kind of like having them around. item 10, Mayor and Assembly appointments. Item A, appointment of two Assembly members to serve on the IBEW Police Department Collective Bargaining Negotiation Teams for the Borough. In the past, Vice Mayor Powell and I were on the negotiating team. I'm entertaining volunteers. Okay. Vice Mayor Powell. We actually tag team fairly well. All right, so the appointment will be Vice Mayor Powell and Mayor Gilbert.
Awesome.
Without any objection? Okay.
Thanks, David.
It's done. We have no public hearing items for tonight. Under 12, unfinished business. Go back to consent agenda item 6G, approval of the new city and borough of Wrangell brand package and style guide. So I need a motion to reflect that. Move to.
I lost my place.
Okay.
Move to approve the new city and borough of Wrangell brand package and style guide.
Okay.
Second.
All right, motion by DeBoard, second by Powell. Give us a little bit of history on this.
You can tell by the excitement of Assemblymember DeBoard's voice. We're very excited to bring in a new borough branding package and style guide. I wasn't planning on speaking to this item, but I do want to commend Kate Thomas and Matt Henson for developing a new brand package for the borough. I think it's really timely that we rebrand ourselves. That's our brand right below the dais there, our flag, which isn't really a brand, it's a flag. It kind of upgrades our professional appearance as well as some of our marketing campaign efforts. It's a complete comprehensive employee toolkit as well as an online presence update amongst our websites. Our travel page has undergone this at travelwrangell.com. And then public communications will all be branded. I kind of started doing that tonight with some of our letters and stuff. So we have our new logo. You guys can see the logos, the markups, or the lockups rather, of each of those variations. Each department has a new logo. And like I said, I think it's really timely. We have a lot of new leadership here at the borough. We're committed to excellence, and I think we are slowly realizing that excellence. Today was a good day, and I think that we will continue to show that, and this new brand is a good testament to doing that. So that's all I'll say.
Thank you. Yes, Assembly Member Dalrymple.
I asked for this to be brought up and pulled out of the consent agenda just because I thought it was important to highlight it. I really like it, Mason, and congratulations to the people that did it. And I think people will like it. It's much more snappy than the old one. Will we put it on the web somewhere for people to see, or is it just going to start being there?
It'll go everywhere. Okay. So it'll go letterhead, signatures, and emails, all of our documents, our agenda statements, our website, our planning, everything. And I think it's nice because it gives us a pretty professional look as opposed to... being compared to our flag, to Petersburg's nice logo, I think we're kind of up on the same level now, if maybe better.
For better.
However, it took me a minute to find the elephant's nose. But once you find it, you cannot unsee it. So, anyway. All right, we have a motion on the table. Any other comments? Okay, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Under new business, item A, approval of one sales tax free day for May 3, 2025, requested by the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce.
Move to approve one sales tax free day for May 3rd, 2025, requested by the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce.
Second. Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We're going to pass this off to Kim, and we're going to start flying through things here.
Yep.
This was requested. The Assembly adopted a new ordinance that allowed for or requested that the Chamber actually submit the request prior to the budget season and or cycle, for the two upcoming fiscal year tax-free days. So she did that, but she needed to submit one for May 3rd, because it didn't coincide. And in the assembly was aware that this was going to stand alone. It didn't follow the same process that the new process will be following. Again, I do have a separate request for fiscal year 2026 tax-free days. That will come to the assembly at the second meeting in April under our public hearing and adoption by resolution.
And the tax-free day being proposed is May 3rd, 2025?
May 3rd, 2025.
There's no cruise ship those weekends. We want to target outside money as much as we can on sales taxes, and that is not a day so locals can enjoy a free tax day.
Any questions, comments? Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Jabberwocky?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item B, ordinance number 1071 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing sections 5-14, section A, contracts and sales of the Home Rule Charter, based upon the recommendation and legal opinion of the borough attorney that section 5-14A, contracts and sales of the Home Rule Charter, is unconstitutional and not legally enforceable.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1071 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on February 11th, 2025.
Second.
Okay, motion by Robbins, second by Powell. I'm going to hand it to the borough manager, who probably we have our borough attorney online.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, just a brief statement. I think the city manager role turns over so much that they're not able to execute legal advice in a timely fashion. And this is probably the best example of it.
Yeah.
This is a provision in our charter and our code deemed unconstitutional by a series of attorneys the borough's had. Most recently, our borough attorney, Rob Luce. He's here to provide justification why this provision in our charter is unconstitutional, and that is to dispose of an asset above $1 million, and it must go to the vote of the people. That is not constitutional because the Assembly is essentially delegating their appropriation power under Title 29 that is not permissible. So I'll let Rob speak to it a bit further, and just invite your legal analysis, Rob.
And for the listening public, this is our attorney, Rob Luce.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and Mr. City Manager. So the long and the short of this is, it's hard to state it any clearer than what the ordinance has in its very, very statement. There are two provisions here. We're dealing, first of all, with the charter one, but there's also a mirror identical provision in city code. And Mason's correct. What the Alaska Supreme Court has held is that when you're dealing with appropriations, that's a legislative act, and the legislative body for the borough, of course, is the assembly. And if you have an initiative that essentially usurps the power of the assembly when it comes to appropriations, well, that runs afoul of the Alaska Constitution. So in this particular case, you've got the ability, the assembly does an ordinance, let's say, to sell a piece of equipment for $1 million. Then it needs to go to the vote of the people, which that vote may occur 5 or 6 months later, and the assembly may have approved it, and then voters come back and say no, and so they have vetoed action of the assembly when it comes to an appropriation, and that is what the Alaska Supreme Court has held to be unconstitutional. So our recommendation is that with respect to these two particular provisions, one in the charter and one in the borough code, that they both be repealed. There is absolutely no legal reason to keep a piece of code or something in your charter that's unenforceable or unconstitutional. It's just going to lead to confusion And by that I mean that if it's in there, and then the borough does dispose of property over $1 million, and you don't hold a vote, somebody may come forward and say, hey, wait a minute, you should have had a vote. I said, this is in the charter, it's in the borough code, and so, you know, you run down that road trying to explain to them after the fact that these provisions are legally not enforceable and they're unconstitutional. And the worst case scenario would be that if they're on the books, that somebody actually files a lawsuit that you have to defend, that you ultimately will win, but there's cost and time and uncertainty involved in that whole process. So our recommendation with respect to Section 5-14A of the Charter is that the Assembly repeal that, and then the recommendation for the next ordinance, 1072, would be the same, so that they reconsist on it. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have it.
Thank you. And our prior attorney, Max Holmquist with JDO, also advised us to repeal these two sections, one in the charter and the other in the code. And we just never did it. And we've known about this Supreme Court ruling for quite a few years. So now we're faced with dealing with it. What questions, concerns, comments does the Assembly have for our attorney?
Madam Mayor, if I may make some statement real quick. Yeah, I think it's important to take care of this while we don't have any sales in the works. This is a time where we don't have anything planned. It would be met with pretty high scrutiny if we decided to change it during a sale, and I think that's what we're trying to prohibit.
And it's much like the contract zoning that we recently found out that presented all kinds of liability, and we should never have done that also. So. All right. Any questions, comments? And this deals with the charter. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C. This is on page 317. This involves code. Ordinance number 1072 of the Assembly of Wrangell, Alaska, repealing section 5.10.035, section A, when prior approval by the voters is required of the Wrangell Municipal Code, based upon the recommendation and legal opinion of the borough attorney, that section 5.10.035, section A, is unconstitutional and not legally enforceable.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1072. Move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held on February 11, 2025.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins. Much the same. Borough manager, anything to add?
Nothing else to add unless Rob does. Just if this is their code and not our charter, it's in both places.
Right.
Nothing further, Madam Mayor.
Okay, and both our charter and our code give us the provision to repeal or change when things become unconstitutional or the law changes. Is that correct?
Madam Mayor, that is correct. The charter provides in it's 12-2.
Right. Okay.
That when a provision becomes illegal or unenforceable or unconstitutional, that the Assembly actually has the authority to amend the charter, which is not typical. You are correct.
Okay. And just for the public's benefit, I asked the borough clerk to do a little research on this provision of in the charter, and it was in there prior to 2003. Right. So, any comments or questions, Assembly? All right, poll vote, please.
Powell? Yes. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Davenport?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Assembly, I'm going to ask you to suspend the rules for a minute. I would like to move up item N. It's on page 418. We have the fire chief here. He's had a busy day. Probably been up since 4 this morning. If no one objects, may I amend the agenda? All right. I'm going to do it. Is it N?
It would be N, P, and Q.
Okay.
I'm sorry. N and P.
N and P. Is that agreeable to the assembly?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So assembly, go to page 418, please. And I'll read the motion or the title. Item N, resolution number 01-25-1913 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fire medic / trainer job description and providing for amendment to the non-union wage and grade table.
Move to approve a resolution number 1-25-1913.
Second.
Okay, motion by Robbins, second by Powell. Administrative report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll give a brief summary and invite the fire chief up to the stage. This is a job description amendment for the fire medic trainer position, which we are going to retitle fire EMS administrator. And this comes with heightened credentials and certifications in the role. It also has a greater role in grants management and facilitation of planning activities related to the local emergency planning committee, as well as the EOP and hazard mitigation plan oversight. It does come along with a salary adjustment from grade 18 to 21 to be just as competitive as our peers. We looked at Petersburg, we looked at Sitka, we looked at Ketchikan, we looked at POW, and we are low across the board, and this is something we've meant to do for quite some time. But I'd invite our fire chief to come up and speak to anything that I may have missed.
Good evening, Madam Mayor and Assembly and Mason. I think the job change that we, and Kim, I think the job change that we discussed, Mason and I, it just kind of highlights a lot of different aspects of the job that were always expected. It puts it into writing, and then it also brings along that little bit higher hourly rate that that person deserves.
And added responsibility.
Correct, yep.
Because the hazard mitigation plans need to be updated at least every 5 years, and our emergency operations plan need to be updated yearly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And one other responsibility that's really core to the role, Madam Mayor, that I don't think the Assembly has really understood over the years is that they're responsible for all the ambulance reporting, and there is a financial benefit to the borough for that and proper reporting. I think we may have missed opportunities over the course of several years, and that's something we don't want to miss out on. And so it does take a competent reviewer and somebody to prepare all those reports. I know that the fire chief, and I commend him for doing it, has been doing all the backlog reporting right now. So he's playing double duty at no additional compensation. So I thank Jordan for his additional responsibilities he's taken on.
And it's keen on me to recoup those monies that we could have go to your department.
Of course.
Yeah. Any comments or questions, Assembly Member Dalrymple?
Madam Mayor, if I could ask the city manager, what's the increased cost?
I don't have the exact increased cost. If you go to 422 of your packet, it shows the previous grade, and I could calculate it really quick for you if you want me to do some real-time math.
If you could, just rough.
Yeah, not a problem.
I have a hard time with grade scale by the month.
80 hours in a year.
Well, it's a good thing Assembly Member Dalrymple, you didn't sign up for PD negotiations because we need to know the grade table. the previous grade started off at $54,080. And of course, this is a non-exempt position that is subject to overtime and wage differentials. The new position will be up from 54,000 to 70,000.
And if I could follow up on that, I think this brings it up closer to some of your other directors, which again, kind of makes sense to me as long as the performance is at that director level, which may require some oversight to ensure that we get there. That's my concern, is that if we haven't been doing it, we need to do better. We need to get that upper level management skill. And I think DD can do that with some encouragement and oversight.
Yeah. This is replacing her position.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Thank you, Assemblymember Donnerpool. I think that's a really great point. One of the things I failed to mention is as we were coming up with the new grade, we looked at all the second in line positions across the borough, public works foreman, police sergeant. This is almost verbatim the starting wage for each of those roles, and I think that allows for organizational consistency. It also is consistent with other municipalities. So we did look at that and accommodated that.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? All right, I'm moving us right along. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members to board?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Donnerpool?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item P, assembly, it's on page 432. Thank you for linking these, manager. Resolution number 01-25-1914 of the assembly of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, to accept a $26,000 grant from the Walker Foundation for the purchase of CPR training equipment and to amend the FY 2025 budget to authorize the expenditure.
Move to approve resolution number 1-25-1914.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Robbins. This is a very good thing.
Thank you.
Walker Foundation, we thank them.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just invite Fire Chief to speak to this one really quick. All credit goes to him. He's received $51,000 in grant awards just in the last couple weeks here, and it's great for the department.
Yeah, I think our partnership with the Walker Foundation is very strong. Mark has always been very adamant about his support to the ongoing health of our community, and he really appreciates any contribution that he can make to the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department.
And this $26,000 will be used for CPR training equipment that will be procured for the fire volunteer fire department and deployed as such, so as training equipment. So,
and we have an active training program with high school students.
We are working on re-engaging with the school to have a bigger presence in there.
Good,
yep.
Because that promotes growth within our volunteer fire department.
Yep. So we would love to get an hour and a half back every single day to be able to do an EMT course during school hours for high school students and anybody else that would be interested in taking it.
Right. Thank you. Any questions, Assembly? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Robbins?
Yes.
Donnerpool?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes.
Madam Mayor, if I might, I would recommend suspending the rules one more time for item L, which is also the fire chief's item.
All right. Is that acceptable to the assembly? Item L is on page 410, 410. Hearing no objection, I'm moving ahead. Resolution number 01-25-1911 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, accepting reimbursable grant funds in the, here's your other money, $25,000 from the Department of Environmental Conservation's Firefighting, Substance Disposal Reimbursement Program for for the purpose of disposing of PFAS foam, PFAS foam.
Move to approve resolution number 01-25-1911.
Second.
Okay, motion by Robbins, second by Powell. This is a good thing.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Very fitting that the last three digits of the resolution are 911. Jordan, if you want to come back up to the stand and talk about PFAS and the disposal and what this really accomplishes.
Yeah, so as you guys know or may know, PFAS is a forever chemical. It was in a lot of things, and one of the last major things for a fire department to have was AFFF. So it's part of our firefighting foam. It's been known to cause a lot of different cancers and things, and we've been sitting on a stockpile of it. We haven't used it in decades, but there's been no real financially responsible way to dispose of that. So we've just kind of had it in long-term storage, and the state came up with a grant program, the reimbursement program, the beginning of January. I believe I might have been the first department to apply, because they were still working through a lot of their kinks when they received my application, and they approved it for up to $25,000. Hopefully it'll come in a little bit less than that, and we'll get as much of that chemical off of the island as we can.
And how is it disposed of?
There's a variety of different methods that it can be disposed of. If you incinerate it hot enough, you can destroy the chemical makeup of it. I think the more common way is they actually encapsulate the foam in concrete, and then they put it in an approved landfill.
Okay. And this money will cover most of it? I think I asked that question of the borough manager.
Yep, it will cover all of the concentrate that we have. Okay. There will be a couple small pieces of equipment, and there may be a different reimbursement program coming out for that, hopefully in the very near future from the DEC. So that will get rid of all of the concentrate that we have. I think the harbor will be the only place left with two pieces of firefighting equipment that contain a diluted mixture of AFFF.
Okay. All right. Any comments or questions? Thank you. Go home to your family.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Poll vote, please.
Assembly members, Davenport?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Board?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes.
Do you want to take a break?
Assembly, are you good or you want a break?
Break.
Break. Okay. let's take a 5-minute break.
As long as I get a head start.
Yep. Get a head start.
Okay.